Gina's been quiet in detention all week. Is that so? I saw the Windsor Party Pearson candidate give a sermon, shook his fist like this. Is that so? And everyone sat as blank as a cake and in love like a stupid lump of clay. Is that so? I know a good Armageddon might have made that day, that day. Is that so? We are the world, we are the children, but you are my safety, girl. And you know we could go and spend ourselves like money, let's pretend we're $100 bills. Like so, and complain every day. There's a spider in my suit, tied on my opinion, like everybody else. That's so. We are the world, we are the children, but you're my savior.
I'm not. This is DJ Anna here at KUSF.org. You just heard two new songs by Wilco. I just played We Aren't the World and Just Say Goodbye. So that's off their new album entitled Schmilko. So check that out if you're into it. I'm going to start off actually with some Young Thug. So hope you guys enjoy it. Keep listening.
Thug, thug, baby. Fuck all that, let's get to it. What does Shawty say? She suck on a dick on the plane and I just call her L-head. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot, picked out the king. I'm just tired of smoking cushy, I need some moon rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with them. She bet I might stay with them. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. Ride through the city, window tinted, AC blast. I got bitches wanna fuck me, so wrong, do me bad. I got cash in my pants, I got cash on her ass. AP dance, bitches glance, cause my diamonds look like glass. I wanna fuck her, but she play more games than the NBA. 9 in the morning, got a dentist appointment. Little bitch, you can check out the dentist plate.
Check it out.
I got so much jewelry, baby. I got so much water, this shit like a mini lake. Fuck nigga play, I'ma send him the meeting. Make her then act off for forgetting it, babe. Chopper, chopper, end up flipping, nigga. Yeah, you better start tripping, nigga. I don't use words when I kill a nigga. We don't use phones, we no silly niggas. I think I need help with my kidney, nigga. No cap, but you know I'm just kidding with you. I let this shit fly the ceiling, nigga. I'm hot like an eye on a skillet, nigga. Did. She suck on a dick on the plane and I just call her L-head. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit, I picked out the carrot, picked out the king. I'm just tired of smoking cushy, I need some rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with them. She bet I might stay with them. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. You can't take Jack, fall into this mouse trap, bitch. Riding through the city, got an AK on my lap. I'm not talking shit, but I'm ready to shoot some crap. If he think he wanna see me, I'ma send him on the scrap.
Blood.
I got some birds like I'm Julio. My outfit I dated is coochie though. I'm gonna pussy your head, you a groupie hoe. My man with a motherfucking Gucci coat. I'm gonna talk to that bitch, let that coochie know. Yeah, let that coochie know. Diamonds from Tiffany Co. Pay the whole 100 rent for those. You should get down with this slime shit. Tonight I'm about to geek out my mind shit. My credit good, don't need a dime shit. Whole act inside that lemon line shit. That petty thief need to start trying shit. If you need help, I got some dime bitches. I cannot stand any line bitches. I need a well site for some fine bitches. She suck on a dick on the plane and I just call her L-head. Woo, hee. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot, picked out the king. I'm just tired of smoking cushy, I need some moon rock out of Cali. I got a white bitch and she give me that beckon, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with them. She bet I might stay with them. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some hoes you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now.
You guys just heard With Them by Young Thug off of Slime's Season 3. So what do you guys think about this heat? Like, it's finally summer in San Francisco, although it's actually fall. And we get summer for like 3 days a year. But when we do, it's really hot. And I swear, this weather is like messing with my mood or something, because I'm like super happy and giddy and like walking down the street smiling at babies and shit, like in my little sundress. But then like the other half of me is like very feisty and sassy today. So like, I don't know what's up with that. I swear it's the heat, because it's just like so hot and humid. And the thing about USF is that we're kind of like adapted to the cold weather. So none of the classrooms here have air conditioning. So if anything, it's hotter in the classes than outside. So yeah, I've kind of been dying all day. So maybe that's why I'm feisty. So I'm just going to keep having fun with it, play some Vince Staples, and yeah, keep listening. keep enjoying or hating this weather. You choose.
Bitch, you thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man, down the ave, it gets shady. Take a nigga mind off that. We can dip, fuck in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster crib, fuck gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the hoes? Where the bitches? Every real nigga know the difference. Bandana brown like a dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. Northside nigga never went to pilot. What's nigga Brio? Cocaine color of a Creole. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo, we know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach, hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama children. Folks need Porsches, hoes need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing no bitches. Never no problem spraying no witnesses. No face, no case, being with the shit. Hopped out broad day, didn't empty clips. Cut glass, cause it wasn't about cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my gun. No chains gon' come like a say, but they shootin' every day around my mom and them way. So we put an AK with Keanu them stay. And that's for any nigga say he got a problem with me. How I'm crippin' while I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol poppin' Poppy Street.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach. Nate Dogg still here cause the niggas like me. Police still scared cause the niggas like me. In the hood like a dollar sweet tea or a Louis burger. You ain't with the business, nigga. Who you murder? You ain't heard a call. Chain best thing smoking out the city. Riding around with the same shotgun and shot Ricky. Little nigga should've zigzagged. Didn't got his back wet. Now he running Northside. Niggas better fact check. Front with the gun talk. I ain't heard a clap yet. On my knees, first street. Then a nigga best. Yeah, set for little halftime, bro. He banged five blocks, so I hit you on me five times. Better grab y'all, did it. Got away with it out the Civic. We crippin' Long Beach City, pay a visit. Park Ramona, pop black the cone and give a hell till it's frozen over. I ain't never ran from nothing.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat, Northside Long Beach.
Northside Long Beach.
No, I can't seem to get it. And in my mind I'm ready. My time's made up, I gotta go. And it's alright if you want to see through your tomorrows. But right now, I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. No, I can't seem to forget. And in my mind is steady. My time's made up, but I'm at home. And it's alright if you want to be who you want to be. But right now, I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let
No.
Hey there. You were just listening to Cosmic Perspective off of Mind Design's new album, Body Wash. I think his name, Mind Design's name, is super cool because I heard that he got the inspiration from his dad, who was a neurosurgeon, so that, like, influenced him to pick that name. I think it's cool. Anyways, next up, I have something pretty special for you guys. This is an interview that I did on Wednesday, and I'm, like, pretty proud of it because this is, like, something that I totally organized and, like, did myself, and this is, like, my first, I guess, formal interview, so, you know, be easy on me, but I think it went fairly well, so, like I said, I'm proud, and I want to play it for you guys again because, like I said, I recorded this on Wednesday, and today is Monday, so this was last week. But yeah, keep that in mind because at the end, oh, I didn't even mention, like, who it's with. So basically, this is an artist named Anna Wise. She did, she's a solo artist, and she kind of started off with her group, I guess, Sunny Moon, and they're just a duo. They make kind of, like, electronic, it's really hard to explain. You'll see in the interview, she kind of goes over it, but, yeah, I mean, she makes super, like, cool, eclectic music, and she came out with, like, a solo album, and that's kind of how I began listening to her, and, I just really love, like, the topics she brings up, and, like, her voice is amazing, and, yeah, I loved, like, everything about it, and also, little side thing, she, works with this dude named Kendrick Lamar, and yeah, they worked on a ton of songs together, and she actually won a Grammy for, one of the songs they did on To Pimp a Butterfly, I believe, so yeah, that's, like, super cool, so I was super happy to have them in the studio, and, talk with Anna and stuff, so yeah, like I said, I'm gonna play the interview for you guys. Like I said, again, hate repeating myself, but since this was on Wednesday, at the end we mentioned, like, her show that's tonight, but that was on Wednesday, so that already passed. Okay, so I'm gonna stop talking, and I'm gonna, well, you're about to hear me talking even more, but, yeah, here goes. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. This is DJ Anna here at KUSF.org, and I have a very, very special guest with me in the studio today. We have the lovely, the mysterious, Grammy award-winning artist, Anna Wise.
Hello.
How are you, Anna?
I'm well. How are you, Anna?
I'm good, Anna.
Good.
Always weird saying your name.
I like it.
So for those who may not be familiar with your music, can you tell us a little about yourself and what you do?
Sure. I make electronically based feminist music with a hip-hop, folk, R&B, soul twist.
Very good. So it's kind of a mix of everything, you would say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was having trouble the other day. Someone asked me, what type of music do you play? And I was like, I don't know. Kind of a mix of everything. So I was wondering, how did you start with making music? Was it one certain thing, or did you start with writing or singing? How did that work?
Mm-hmm. Starting real early on as a baby, singing all the time. And being obsessed with how good it felt to sing. And I didn't really consider a career out of it. I just knew that it's what I wanted to do. I wasn't a very serious person.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm still not. I mean, I'm serious about my career, and I'm driven to work hard on my art, but it's only been recently that I've been thinking about myself as, like, an artist, you know, if that makes sense.
And when was that moment when you're like, I'm an artist.
I think it's been in the past year when I stopped relying on anyone else to do anything for me. Mm-hmm. I started making all my own music videos and producing my own music. I've always written all my own lyrics and melodies, but production, I think, is what really, like, gave me that extra push. Like, yeah, I'm doing it all, you know?
Right.
And taking my own pictures, making my own posters, just doing it all and feeling like, yeah, this is my career. Like, there's all these different elements to it that I decided to dive into, and I'm in 100% complete control. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Now
that's
like,
awesome.
This is my job.
Yeah. Being an independent adult.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been talking about that, like, for the past few days. Like, having my own apartment and, you know, things like that, that kind of make you be like, oh, I'm doing it.
Yeah, totally. So was your first project with Sonny Moon? I know you're one half of the duo. Mm-hmm. So was that like your first big artistic piece, would you say?
Yeah.
And when did you start that?
We started Sonny Moon in 2009. Mm-hmm.
So why did you decide to branch out and do other stuff and go solo?
I kind of think the duo, guy-girl duo thing is kind of played out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to put out a feminist record with a dude.
Very well said. So what is your favorite part of making music on your own?
Complete control.
Yes. Awesome.
I'm the boss.
So, for many people, myself included, we've been listening to you without even realizing it, because I know you worked with Kendrick Lamar. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And so, tell me a little bit about how that started.
Okay. So, in 2011, I received a text message saying, hey, have you heard of this guy, Kendrick Lamar? Do you want to work with him? He wants to work with you. I said, sure. And he started texting me and asked for me to come to Carson, California to work with him. So luckily, I was on a road trip at the time. So we just drove straight there, Dane and I, from Sonny Moon. Mm-hmm. And I lived there at the house for a couple of months and started recording all the vocals for Good Kid, Mad City. Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Money Trees, Real, Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst, Black Boy Fly, and like little like, ooh, or little things in between on like various other songs. West Side, Right on Time, Cartoons and Cereal. Kendrick is one of my favorite people in the whole world. He's a prophet and a master at what he does. And he definitely was a huge inspiration for me to go solo.
Mm-hmm. Is he very independent in his work?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what inspired you?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Because, you know, the music industry is a lot about illusion and smoke and mirrors. Like, even if it says on a record written by, let's say the artist's name is Cat, CD Cat. I'm just like looking around and grab, there's a little cat with googly eyes. So like CD Cat has their name as the only writer on a track. CD Cat actually paid a room full of people to write the song, and then they retained the rights to the songwriting, you know? Mm-hmm. And their name only shows up. So it creates this false image of CD Cat being the sole writer and like creator of their art, when in fact they are not. And Kendrick is the opposite of that. He is writing every single word, every melody, all the ideas, the intros, the outros are all him. And that is so rare these days. So even with just me and Dane working together, I kind of decided to cut him out and do it all by myself because I was so inspired by Kendrick's autonomy.
Mm-hmm. And you have to just take control sometimes.
Totally.
You got to do it. I noticed that your album was self-released. Did that have something to do with it?
Yeah. I mean, again, I have a issue with authority. And I don't like it if anyone's telling me what to do. And I've had plenty of offers to put my record out with different labels, but I'm just doing what feels right.
Yeah, and I think that is so cool. I commend you for it.
Thank you.
Also, little fangirl moment here. I heard you worked with artists like Thundercat and Flying Lotus. How was that experience?
Yeah, they're the sweetest. Yeah. They're so cool.
That's amazing.
I've been, you know, to both of their houses. I love Thundercat's cat. They're amazing. Yeah.
Awesome. So you recently released your first solo album. That was The Feminine Act One. I believe that was in April, right? Around that time you mm-hmm. released it. And I really love this album because you come at a bunch of issues like catcalling that women face from a very interesting perspective, I think. And I think this is a viewpoint that's kind of absent in music nowadays. Do you think so?
I bet there's other people who are talking about it, but mm-hmm. not that I've heard so far. Yeah. But I haven't heard everything, you know. But it does. That's a big reason why I wrote it, is that I hadn't heard it being addressed in music. Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly, we've been listening to a lot of new rap lately, and I'm just so sick of men using women as accessories in their music. Absolutely. And their music videos, as if we don't exist beyond like making men look good or sound good. Mm-hmm. It's so annoying.
Totally. No, I feel like when I listen to music, you know, primarily written or performed by women, it's really just based on like love stories or obsessing over a man or finding love. And that's kind of what I love about your music, is that you don't focus on that, on, you know, finding a man, singing about a man. It's it's just so redundant.
That's so funny. I saw like a clip of Cher on Instagram, and she's like, my mom wants me to marry a, you know, find a rich man. You know what I said? Mom, I am a rich man, you know?
Exactly.
Like, we don't need men or even relationships to be complete. Like, you have to love, I know it sounds so cliche, but you have to love yourself completely first. Mm-hmm. And there's, I mean, this world is so insane right now. I mean, it always has been, but now we have the internet and a lens on it to see how crazy it is and how unequal it is.
Unequal, yeah.
Unequal across all platforms, you know, like mm-hmm. it's, there's just, and music is like the best way to get a message across, and there's so many more things to talk about than love, mm-hmm. and or at least romantic love and lust and stuff.
Absolutely. That kind of reminds me, I don't know, have you heard of the Bechdel test?
Mm-mm, what's that?
It's kind of a test that when you watch movies, you see if they have two criterias. The first one, yeah.
But continue.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you guys. First of all, basically, you watch a movie and you see if two women characters are talking to each other. Mm-hmm. That's the first criteria. And then the second is that they have to be talking about something other than a man.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, not a lot of movies. Okay, let me rephrase that. Most movies don't pass this test.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so insane because you think it's such a like simple criteria, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was called, but my older brother, he's a huge feminist, has been forever, and he told me about that.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
And
so
I think
cool.
They should make one of those tests for music. Don't you think?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Right? Okay. So another thing I love about your album is that your voice is like very sweet, but you're just attacking all of these, I guess, preconceived notions of what femininity is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, what does femininity mean to you?
I mean, men and women can be feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I think femininity is strength,
mm-hmm.
and honesty and emotion, being an empath or having like psychic abilities. Women especially can walk into a room and understand like the social interactions that have been already happening. Like, you know how when you walk in a room, you're like, oh, this person thinks this of this person, and you're with a dude and they're like, how do you know that? You're like, I just know, because we're intuitive. So
definitely.
To be feminine, I think, actually, I'm going to strike all that. I think to be feminine is to have intuition.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's a new perspective, I think.
Thanks.
And then kind of going off that, do you think that there's some kind of pressure for women to look or act a certain way, especially in the music industry, maybe like the rap industry, where, you know, sexism is so prevalent and so heavy that, you know, people in that sphere feel like they have to act a certain way or be a different person to kind of fit in?
Yeah, probably. But I honestly couldn't care less about what they think or want from me. I've been in studio situations where people haven't seen me in months and they've commented on how much weight I've lost and I used to be fat before, and I'm like, oh cool, well, you can shut the F up now. Like, that
exactly.
I'm so past that now. Like, what men or the industry expects of me personally as a woman makes absolutely no difference in what I do, especially now. And I'm so excited because there's like all these gorgeous women of all different colors, shapes, sizes, like coming out and flaunting it and looking amazing. And that's like a new thing that I feel like has happened, especially in the past year. Like,
mm-hmm.
we as women, we are not allowing men or the patriarchy or society in general to tell us how to act or who to be anymore. And I think if we all decide to click unsubscribe to that expectation, everything will change even faster, because mm-hmm. it's up to us to say, heck no, I reject that, and that's not, I don't want that for myself, even if you want that for me. If we all say no, then they can't make any of us do it.
Exactly. I agree completely. So I have one last question for you.
Okay, what is
it? Since your first album is called The Feminine Act 1, does that mean there's an Act 2, Lorx?
It does mean it. Yeah, I'm super excited. We're in the process of mixing it right now, and we're going to go down to LA next week to like shoot a couple of videos.
How exciting.
Yeah, I just wrote a really cool treatment. So, you know, it's continuing the same theme, of just empowering women, in terms of not giving a crap. I'm trying not to swear. I don't know if that's
fine.
Okay. Not, so I can, or? I can't.
You're fine.
Okay.
Miranda says you're fine.
Don't give a fuck what anyone thinks of the way that you look. Wear whatever you want. Like, sex positivity. We should be demanding equal pay in, not just in the music industry, in every industry, and respect these, you know, it just goes on and on. But feminism, it's not the only issue. It's like a symptom of a sickness in the world. And I think, I don't even know what to call it. I guess you could just call it hate.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to cure it with love and being unapologetic about who we are from now on in every way.
Very, very poetic. I love it. I love the wisdom that you've shared with me and hopefully everyone listening today. This
Thanks,
is something
Anna.
I'm also super passionate about, so I'm just beyond glad that you can come here and speak with us.
Thank you, Anna. Your questions were incredible. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, and I have a show tonight in Oakland at the Starline
Social Club.
I believe it starts at 8. Oh, and if you want to follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is Anna the Wise, AnnaTheWise. Oh, and ageism. Fuck ageism. Like, women, we should be allowed to age. It's ridiculous how, like, we're only valuable as babies, baby ingenues, and then, like, nothing. And then as soon as we become crones, like, 60, 70, it's like, we're acknowledged again. Oh, now you're an old woman, you know? No. Exactly. Women are hot, no matter how old you are, how young you are. You're hot.
You're hot. Wise words of Anna the Wise.
I'm going to stop. Now I'm just word vomiting. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. Going off of that, I'm going to play actually a song by you called Girl, Mother, Crone, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's Girl, Mother, Crone is the intro to a song called Go. And Girl, Mother, Crone is about ageism. So if you want to look up Girl, Mother, Crone in Google, you can learn about that. Basically, those are the three stages of women, and we should be allowed to be all of them and be respected, especially the crones. Okay.
Awesome. And you have a beautiful video for that too, right?
Yeah, I just put it out. Yeah. Shot in New Orleans. And I just finished a video for Go, which I'm going to be putting out in like 2 or 3 weeks about. And that one is all about fighting the patriarchy.
Awesome. Love it. Can't wait to see and hear it. Okay, so that was Anna Wise, everybody. Thank you again so much for coming. And you're about to hear Girl, Mother, Crone. Keep listening to KUSF.org.
Sexually desirable, what will I say if I let you have?
guys, this is DJ Anna, and you just heard an interview with Anna Wise. Sorry that song cuts off a little, but you just heard Go, as well as Girl Mother Crone by Anna Wise, and that is off of her solo album, The Feminine Act 1. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope to do some more interviews. Like, it was pretty fun, actually, so hopefully I can get some more cool people to come to my show. We could talk. I think it's pretty interesting, you know? Maybe some people don't always want to listen to music. Like, who are you? But, you know, I respect that. Also, shouts out to Dane from Sunny Moon. Like, both him and Anna are so sweet, and, like, she's just such a babe, and I just, like, respect her, and I love her, and I, like, loved everything she had to say. But yeah, shouts out to the both of them, especially Dane, for getting me on the guest list to her show that night also, so thanks. Speaking of Dane and Anna, I'm gonna play some Sunny Moon, and this is their, like, collaborative music project, I guess. I don't know, like, I always want to say band, but they're not a band. Duo. I'm gonna play the song and in the meantime figure out what to call them. So yeah, this is Nothing Thought by Sunny Moon off of their self-titled album Sunny Moon. Keep listening.
Take nothing with you when you go. What did you learn? Who did you know?
Just heard Do You Really by Suzy Analog. You guys should check her out live, like, if you ever get the chance to. She's like her music is very intense, so I don't know why I'm saying it like it's a bad thing. Yeah, if you guys get the chance, you should, like, check her out. Like, I remember having a ton of fun at her show. Also, can we take a moment to shout out female producers? Like, girl, keep doing it, because, like, we need more, honestly, you know. It's just, like, I feel like us girls are very underrepresented in a lot of things, but music especially. So I say, if you're out there and, you know, you're into music but you don't really know whether you want to start making it, or you really want to pursue it, or whatever, I say go for it, because we need, like, more women's voices, you know, just more exposure out there. So, shouts out to you. So, maybe going along with the girl power theme, this is actually a song that I rediscovered, like, a couple hours ago, because it randomly popped into my mind. It's called Every Single Night by Fiona Apple, and fun fact, I used to be, like, obsessed with Fiona Apple, like, I don't know, like late middle school, early high school era. And I don't know, like, I still adore her. Like, I adore her lyricism and everything. Like, I think she's awesome, and like the whole like fuck popular music, mainstream music culture and all that stuff that she renounced. Like, I think she's awesome for it. Anyway, I keep going off on tangents, but yeah, I like rediscovered this, and I think I'm probably gonna go home and like re-listen to all her records and relive the glory days. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so like I said, this is Every Single Night by Fiona Apple. Keep listening.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, every single night's a light with my friend. What'd I say to her? What'd I say to her? What does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be. That I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, 'cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, 'cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is the yolk, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night it's a fight with my breath. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright. Every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my rage.
Hello again, guys. That was Every Single Night by Fiona Apple. Funny thing, as I was typing in the title of that song, a Jemba Jemba remix of that song popped up. So you know what? I'm gonna play that for you guys. I like briefly listened to it as that song was playing, and like, you know what? Live a little. I hope this is not too repetitive, but yeah, this is Every Single Night, the Jemba Jemba remix. Yeah, keep listening. This should be interesting.
I just wanna be with you. cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Night time is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. Instead of forgetting with somebody else, there'll be
be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. Say, hey, I want your love, don't want to borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love is your love. There's no love on nobody else.
You guys just heard Love Me or Leave Me by Nina Simone. What did I play before that? Oh, I played Love Man by Otis Redding. Man, once I get into like my classics playlist, there's no going back. But like, I'm in such a good mood right now. I don't know what it is, but like, I'm jamming. I'm having a great time enjoying life. I'm gonna keep with this theme, keep going through my playlist. Which, by the way, is awesome. I love this playlist. Yeah, gonna play some Marvin Gaye, because why not? Song called What's Going On. Gonna play that for you now. Keep listening.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it.
Stop.
Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today.
Oh, pick it light. Signs. Don't punish me,
sister,
with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
Sister,
oh, what's going on? Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh.
Right on. Right on.
Right on. Yes.
hello. You just heard What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. I was just, like, sitting here thinking, like, why does all of this remind me of my childhood? Because, like, as far as I know, I'm not an old man, but, like, I, like, suddenly had the fondest memory, I guess, of, like, sitting in front of the TV. I remember, like, the exact time of day. Well, like, it was, like, late afternoon. And I would always watch, like, these super old reruns of Soul Train. I don't know if you guys, like, remember or know that show. But, yeah, I don't know. I just got, like, a nice little flashback to that. Like, those were the glory days. Like, screw middle and high school. Like, when was that? I was probably, like, I don't know, maybe, like, elementary school. Those were the glory days. Man. Well, I'm gonna switch up the vibe a little. Let's see, how much time do I have left? Yeah, I have about a little less than 10 minutes. Let's see if I can fit in a couple more songs. Okay, I'm gonna play some K-Tronada. You know, keep it fun, keep it dancey. Yeah, keep listening.
I can love you.
the record, I wanted to play the new mixtape that Catronata dropped called 0.001%. But I'm going to wait until he like adds the track listings, because it's like a full mixtape, an hour and 27 minute mixtape on SoundCloud. So stay tuned till my next show. I'm going to pick out the best songs from that. Also, by the way, like, since this album is called, 99.9%, I think, and then this is called 0.001%, like, that doesn't add up to 100%. That's my question. So next up, I'm gonna play a song by Nico Is called Cherry Beamer Dreaming. Keep listening.
Myself, so full on these beats. Go from local to global, my flow is local, daughter. The lazy stoner is drinking Merlot, eating Rizal. Such a classy guy, iconic in every fall. The competition's at a dead end. You're too weak, like John Lennon and Yoko at the bad end. I hit the dodo when the sex ends. Let me and JoJo in that photo of viral Frank Tony Manolo. I'm like, damn. I'm living forever. Man, you say that you do this shit and you could do this better, but you can't. Now you can't. You can't. Now you can't. Huh. Cherry Beamer dreaming with my comrade. Happy trees call it AccuV, catch a contact. I'm a poet that has gone mad. I'm always loaded with the potent in the strong back. Lucky lefty Rosenthal. Country shit, I'm over y'all.